Hello, everyone. Hello, loved ones. Welcome to Infinite Love Radio, enlightening conversations, inspiring guests. I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. I'm a spiritual healer, teacher, and author of 101 Transformational Insights for Mind, Body, and Soul. My global vision is to connect people to people just like you to create oneness. And through support and universal guidance, educate people just like you and I about the power within to heal oneself and others. Simply, I am here to love myself and love you all. You can learn more about me by visiting www.spiritualityinsideandout.com. As well, as always, I invite all of your questions, comments, suggestions to my email address at infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Today and every day, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out. Thank you for your participation today and every day and this opportunity for me to serve you truly from my heart, from my soul, from my being. I am grateful. On today's show, I will be sharing with you a prayer, just like always, followed by our special, inspiring, intuitive guest. Dr. Liliana Cherepnalkovsky is a medical intuitive energy healer and lecturer. She is a pioneer in the fields of medical intuition, energy medicine, human consciousness, and transformation. She is sought after for her engaging, integrating lectures and workshops and her medical intuitive consultations. A gifted clairvoyant and a physician scientist with a diverse background of study in general medicine, cancer research, AIDS research, intuition, spirituality, and metaphysics, Liliana easily bridges the realms of science and spirit. She maintains a consulting practice in Los Angeles, California, and she travels lecturing on the subjects of science and spirituality. For more information on Dr. Liliana, please visit www.drliliana.com or call 310-772-8270. Wow, we're going to have a very bright and enlightening show. But for now, I invite you to join me, to join Dr. Liliana, and to join in this spirit of oneness right here, right now, as you allow yourself to relax into the moment, allowing your body to be right where it is, free, present, as you're sitting, as you're standing, allowing yourself to simply be again in the present moment. As I invite you to take some deep cleansing breaths in, let's go. Let's take the first one. Breathe in. And exhale with an ah. Allowing yourself to be relaxed into the moment. Letting go of tension from your head to your toe with each breath. Again, one more deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhale with an ah, really, really allowing yourself, allowing any thoughts that you have to simply be these thoughts without judgment. They are thoughts. You are right where you are, and I am right where I am. Another deep cleansing breath in. And again, exhaling with an ah, I invite you to sound it out, clearing the energies in your throat as you allow yourself again to be present. So important for us as we are so busy during the day doing in order to have that we forget our being, our true self, our authentic self, our soul, our spirit, our God self, our light self. Who we are as wonderful emanations of God, the divine, the source, creator, universe, illumination, spirit, whatever name you have for this magnificent power. We are part of this power as we claim it to be strong, powerful, courageous, yet loving, compassionate, understanding, kind, patient, forgiving, passionate, and the list goes on and on and on. As in this moment, we open up our hearts. We consciously open up our hearts to the goodness and the blessings of this universe with gratitude and appreciation always for who we are, all that we have, all that we are, all the blessings in our lives that we have forgotten to acknowledge every single day. This is the perfect moment to do so as we declare the oneness, as we declare the love and truth and presence right here, right now. Knowing that we are all one, claiming the truth that we are all one, there is no separation. We are all unique emanations of the light, of the pure light. What is this light? This light of all goodness, all wisdom, all knowledge, all intelligence, all true unconditional love, all healing, as we are open and receptive to this healing, to this awareness, to the awakening, all throughout this show and throughout our life, here in this journey, in this lifetime. We are truly grateful for this light. I invite you again to take another deep cleansing breath in and draw in and breathe in this light of the universe. And be one with this light as you are being energized right here, right now. And allow yourself to exhale, feeling good, feeling vibrant, feeling alive, ready, willing, able to be present with us. Thank you again for participating in this oneness with us. We are truly grateful. In this moment, taking the opportunity to reintroduce our wonderful guest, Dr. Liliana, who is a medical intuitive energy healer and lecturer. We shall have a fantastic show as we learn so much, as we communicate, dialogue, and have fun and be inspired. Taking this time to welcome Dr. Liliana. Welcome, Dr. Liliana.
Thank you very much. I'm so happy to be here.
Thank you for accepting our invitation. Thank you very
much. It is my pleasure.
Dr. Liliana, for those of us whom we don't know where you are originally from, can you share with us?
Yes, I'm Macedonian by origin, but I was born in Romania, and I lived there many years. I also lived in Yugoslavia, and I traveled the world quite a bit. I speak several languages, and that is why my accent is quite mixed. And I have been living in Los Angeles for the past 25 years.
Beautiful. I'm coming from Iran. You're all the way coming from all over the world, as you say, traveling, and we're meeting here as the oneness is taking place on these airwaves. Thank you so much.
It's true.
Dr. Liliana, so I announced you as so much. You have so much to offer. But first of all, as a gifted clairvoyant, can you tell us, can you share with us and enlighten all of us what a clairvoyant is, for all of us, all the listeners that may not know what a clairvoyant is?
Yes, clairvoyance is the ability to see without the physical eyes, and it is part of intuition. Intuition is a way of knowing. It is the sixth sense. And part of intuition, we have clairvoyance, the ability to see without the physical eyes, clairaudience, the ability to hear without the physical ears, clairsentience, the ability to feel in the body, and claircognizance, the ability to know, but we don't know why we know it. It is a kind of knowledge that is not based on the rational mind. So clairvoyance is the ability to see without the physical eyes.
Beautiful. And were you born a clairvoyant?
No, I was not. Some people are born, though. My clairvoyance developed over time, and I think that it was mostly due to the fact that there was a trauma in my life that led to some spiritual experiences that opened up my latent intuitive abilities. So afterwards, I became very interested in studying about intuition, medical intuition, and energy medicine, since I was able to see energies. And this is how I evolved, through studies, through practice, through honing my skills. It is not only to be clairvoyant, but also to practice the skill until you get very good at it.
Beautiful. And just taking this time to really share with everyone that I'm so aligned with what you say, that 6 years ago during my healing with my lupus, that I actually became clairvoyant. And with the two tunnels of light, this is a long story, while I was sitting down wide awake, two tunnels of light, and my inner ear, a voice started talking to me that I'm the God within you, you're being healed, and all of that. And then since that day, I became clairvoyant.
That's wonderful.
So once you're saying through trauma, my trauma was my disease.
Mm-hmm.
Through the process of healing, I became clairvoyant.
Sometimes it takes a certain kind of crisis for people to really transform. Many
right.
times we resist transformation. When everything goes well and happy-go-lucky, you know, people don't pay attention. And that is why many times we manifest a trauma. Sometimes it might happen as, as an accident or as an illness or as a divorce or a bankruptcy or another type of problem. And this is what it takes to stop us in our tracks. And
right.
to really see and to really evaluate our lives.
Right. You know, I almost want to laugh at myself because you said trauma, accident, divorce. I've had all three of them.
All of them, wow.
In a period of 6 years, which I really awakened. So I'm just laughing at myself as you're saying these things.
Yes. All messages from the universe.
Absolutely. And I embrace all these messages.
Yes. As
for myself, I'm truly evolving. Now, going to back to the introduction, you're a medical intuitive and energy, you do energy healing as well. Can you share with us what a medical intuition is?
Yes, medical intuition is the use of intuition for the purposes of health, healing, and well-being. So using intuitive skills such as clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience, and claircognizance in order to help a person with their medical issues. So medical intuition, it is based on a very detailed analysis of the energetic system of the human body.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so with medical intuition, you can help people with cancer, AIDS, or any kind of disease? There's no boundary there, or is there a boundary of how much you can help a person heal?
Medical intuition usually provides insight into the real causes of the illness or of the problem. And we know that majority of the conditions are considered nowadays to be psychosomatic in origin. So there is usually mentally, emotionally, relationally, or situationally related cause to an illness or to a problem. So finding the real cause is very important, because if the person works towards eliminating that cause, then chances are that they will heal better or faster.
Okay,
in addition to that, medical intuition elucidates the configuration of the energetic system of the human body at that moment in time. And by correcting the structure of the energetic blueprint through techniques of energy medicine, then chances are that everything else will follow suit, and people tend to heal faster. They feel physically stronger, they have more mental clarity, nicer, more even emotions, easy in relating to people, doing their business, and so on, and just a plain feeling of being connected with God, with the universe, with the self, with the planet, and with the rest of the creation.
Wow, I'm inspired by what you just said. I just want to share the situation with my lupus was psychosomatic mostly and mental emotional. So as one who has gone through, this is not something that I learned through books or studies or, you know, none of that. I really went through it.
Mm-hmm.
I was halfway diagnosed as halfway paralyzed, and now I'm, thank God, fine. Blood tests, everything fine. So mine
Wonderful.
Was psychosomatic, mental, emotional. I'm so aligned
yeah.
with you.
Yeah.
Dr. Liliana, for anyone that may be listening right here, right now, saying, okay, if all of this is possible, healing is possible through all of these means, why are there people dying left and right through cancer and other diseases. Is it
yes?
Please go ahead. Mm-hmm. From your
healing is possible. Now, nobody can give any guarantees. Western medicine doesn't give guarantees. Eastern medicine doesn't give guarantees. I think that there are many factors involved. But in general, working at the level of the energies, one can really help. Now, there is a difference in terms of a cure and a healing. Sometimes people may have a cure, but they may not be healed at different levels of their being. Or sometimes people are healed at different levels of their being, but they do not have a physical cure, and they may still end up dying of that illness. But they may be healed at an emotional, relational, situational, spiritual level, which is also very good, because in this life we are not really trained how to live, and certainly we are not really trained how to make our transition into death, to make it consciously. So the old paradigm trains us for professions, for jobs, but nobody really trains us how to live life, how to master our inner states of being, how to be happy, or how to be in a relationship, how to be spouses, and how to be parents. And in these most important jobs, we come with complete, lack of preparation, and we make mistakes, and we suffer.
So true. This is a conversation I was having with a friend of mine a couple of days ago, that there was no manual for me to be a mom. I'm just learning as I'm going along, and I make mistakes. But when I gain my mistake, when I learn what I've done wrong, I take responsibility and I ask for forgiveness for my children. But so interesting, there's no manual.
Absolutely not. Yeah. So what we tend to do is subconsciously or unconsciously repeat whatever we saw in our families of origin, that model of marriage, that model of parenting. So we need to evolve towards a conscious way of relating, a conscious parenting as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Like being aware.
Yes. This can be done if we stay awake. Our challenge as human beings is to stay awake, because we have this tendency to fall asleep and to do things repeatedly, action and reaction, on an automatic pilot, so to speak. But
right.
Once we stay awake, then chances are that being in the moment and being self-observant, our choices will be different. They will not be coming from the programming, from the indoctrination that came from a lifetime of family, schooling, and society, and other people's beliefs and attitudes and so on, that maybe were transmitted to us even at a genetic level.
Right. Dr. Liliana, what is your perspective on souls, a soul's agreement, purpose, or decision to have a disease in order to learn certain lessons in this lifetime? Our spirit,
definitely.
Our soul.
Illness is an opportunity for transformation. So there is always something that we can learn from an illness, and also through the process of healing from an illness, we discover a lot of things. Some people are very resistant to healing. They say that they want to heal, but actually they may not want to heal because they are invested in some way in this idea of being ill, and they may have some benefits out of it. Like being excused from certain responsibilities or receiving extra attention from other people and so on. So it is really a complex issue, but definitely illness is a learning process and can lead to discoveries, to transformation.
Absolutely. If one could possibly see this as an opportunity, instead of continuously year after year stating and claiming ourselves as victim of life and victim of God, God is punishing us, God is doing this to us, we're victims over and over. Truly, you know what you said is that I've had clients actually that say they want to get well, but after doing some unconscious work, they're getting attention. They like the attention that they're getting, and they don't have to take responsibility.
Yeah.
So it's easier, right? Is that your experience also?
Taking responsibility for our own healing is very important. And I see this with clients. People progress better if they take responsibility, if they take concrete steps, if they don't wait for somebody, you know, to magically wave a wand over them and say, now you are healed. So we really need to take responsibility, and it is very good because actually everybody can learn intuitive and energetic techniques. Everybody is born intuitive, but nobody really encouraged us to use our intuition. But we certainly can develop it. We can have inner knowing about ourselves. We can talk to our bodies. The bodies talk back with us. This is ancient knowledge that was known for millennia in different spiritual traditions around the world. So our bodies have this amazing ability to heal themselves. And what we need to do is just to create the atmosphere in which the inner physician is triggered to start working so that the body heals itself, to create the right conditions. But taking the responsibility to do things for ourselves and to master our energetic system and to master our inner states of being and using intuition to find out answers for ourselves is very important.
Mm. Dr. Liliana, I really get your authenticity. I really get your passion to help humanity. And I just want to say for myself, and I'm sure the listeners get it also, we are really grateful. Dr. Liliana, you're talking that short. You're talking about people can learn. And as I know, you do free educational lectures, and you also have a course on energy makeover with Dr. Liliana coming up. Would you like to share some?
Yes, I do give periodic educational lectures, introduction to medical intuition, to energy medicine, and this is my contribution towards the evolution of this new paradigm on planet Earth that factors in the equation energy. There is a great deal of misconception out there in the general public about working with the intuition and with the energies, and people assume a lot. People assume that energies are self-adjusting, that one doesn't require any technique, and that one cannot do any harm by working with the energies. So that is not true. There are some people who take a weekend course in something or another, and then they call themselves shamans or mediums or channels or healers or whatever. It is not that simple. It requires diligent training and practice and also purity of intention.
I'm so aligned with what you just said because I've actually had a few really, really bad healing sessions with some healers. Not so many, two or three, which their vibration was low. It wasn't pure, and I really think they transferred their own garbage onto me, and I actually became sick afterwards.
This is very much possible, yeah.
Yes, so... Yeah. So what you're teaching in your energy makeover with Dr. Liliana is you're teaching...
I teach intuitive techniques as well as energy medicine techniques so that a person is empowered and completely independent and they learn how to master their own energetic system to accomplish an energy makeover for themselves, to cleanse themselves from the old energies at the level of the chakras, of the aura, organs, and systems, and to recharge themselves. Also, I teach energy management skills, energy hygiene skills, and psychic self-defense. So I put everything in a very didactic format, and everybody can learn.
Okay, beautiful. So let's go back to... actually, let me just take this opportunity to introduce you, Dr. Liliana. For all of our wonderful listeners that may have just joined us, this is Infinite Love Radio. I'm Michelle Morvati, your host. We have been talking to Dr. Liliana Cherepnalkovsky, who is a medical intuitive energy healer and lecturer. She's a pioneer in the fields of medical intuition, energy medicine, human consciousness, and transformation. For more information on her, please visit www.drliliana.com or call her at 310-772-8270. It's been an enlightening really conversation. Dr. Liliana, you were talking about cleansing chakras and auras. For our listeners that may not know what chakras and auras are, can we enlighten them, please?
Yeah, if I may make a little parenthesis, I would like to give the spelling of my website.
Oh, please, go ahead.
www.drliliana.com, drliliana.com. So it's drliliana.com. Because people may not know whether it is DR or it is spelled the whole word, yeah.
Absolutely. That was very clear. Thank you.
All right.
We got that.
So going back to your question,
yes,
the chakras are centers of energy located from the top of the head to the base of the spine, and they are like computers through which energy is processed. And in the chakras, we find a great deal of information. Because we are made of energy, but it's not only energy. It's energy-consciousness, it's energy-intelligence, and that is why it contains a lot of information. Also, the seven layers of the auric field, which is the energetic field that surrounds the body, contains also information about the person, as well as all kinds of information that can be found at the cellular memory level in different tissues, organs, and systems in the body.
Mm-hmm. Important information that on a daily basis we're not really aware of. Nobody really talks about.
It's true, and this information is derived from our life experiences, from this current incarnation, possibly from other incarnations, from traumas, from events, from all kinds of things that happen to us, and it is not only what happens to us, but how we process this information. It is how we perceive it, because stress is not what happens to us, it's how we internalize it, how we perceive it. If you put two people or more people in the same situation, each of them will have a different interpretation and a different experience of that situation.
Mm, absolutely. Would you say a level of acceptance? One may accept the situation, the other may not.
Yes, and how we view it. If we choose to view ourselves as a victim, then we are going to have a completely different biochemistry in the body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if we choose to see ourselves as victorious, as, you know, being better and stronger and wiser for having had gone through a stressful kind of situation or a difficulty, then we change again our whole biochemistry in the body. The bodies understand everything in a very literal way. So if we have negative thoughts, the body understands that we are really under a danger of some sort. And it creates all kinds of cascades of nocive biochemical reactions and processes and hormones that can get us sick.
Mm-hmm.
And by the same token, if somebody thinks positive thoughts, pleasant thoughts, and visualizes beautiful things, the body understands everything is real again. And therefore, it creates wonderful cascades of biochemical reactions that are very good for you, and processes and hormones that are actually very healing. So this is how people heal themselves from terrible illnesses, from cancers, and so on.
And lupus, right here, right now.
Right, exactly.
Right.
You are a wonderful example, yes.
Dr. Liliana, and listeners, I just want to actually talk to the listeners for a moment. If you really pay attention to what Dr. Liliana is sharing with all of us, the power of our thoughts and what it does to our bodies, I really invite you to really be present with these words. And whatever you get, go out there and share it with your loved ones. You know, share it with your coworkers, share it with your helpers and your teachers and your boss. Share this information. It's powerful information being revealed right here, right now. Thank you. You also mentioned, Dr. Liliana, you'll be teaching psychic protection. Did I get that correctly in your course?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Yeah.
It will be energy management, how people can manage their energies on a day-to-day basis. The problem is that we don't have awareness of our energies because we have not been trained in kindergarten, you know, in such concepts that we are made of consciousness, that we are made of energy. If we had that, by now we would have had better habits because we have very strong habits in terms of bodily hygiene. We take baths, we brush our teeth, but we do not have habits in terms of energy hygiene. So everything that we think, everything that we say, everything that we do, and everything that we listen to costs energy. Also, we are very sensitive in terms of energies. We are exposed, our energetic system is constantly exposed to influences from the outside, from the electromagnetic things in our atmosphere, such as computers and TVs and cell phones and microwaves, but also from other people's energies, whether we come in contact directly with them or from a distance. So in this way, developing energy management and energy hygiene skills as well as protection skills, we can have a much healthier and easier and happier life.
Right. And I'm sure there are listeners out there that are really, really saying, that's me. I get affected by people's energies.
Yeah.
I feel heavy. I feel dense. I feel confused. I feel low. I feel sad sometimes. You know, it happens to me sometimes that I feel sad and I'm like, how did that happen? I was fine, you know? And then after I go into myself, I'm like, this is not my energy that I'm carrying around. So
exactly.
I just wash myself with the light, imagining that the light is just coming through my top of my hair, crown chakra, and is washing me.
Absolutely.
Several times, cleansing me.
And this is what I teach in my courses. I teach people how to work with their own chakras, how to cleanse them, how to recharge them, how to restructure, as well as how to cleanse their auric field and their organs, their systems. A variety of techniques, including clairvoyant techniques, various intuitive other techniques, and energy medicine techniques. So it is basically a compilation of all kinds of techniques that I have used over the years and I have studied, and I group them in such a way that I create a program that everybody can follow, and it is pretty easy to implement. This is a paradox about working with the energies, that everybody can master that, but it takes a little time and a little practice, like with everything else.
Right, and it's with us all the time. We don't need any tools. We can clean and clear and correct ourselves anywhere we are and feel empowered. Wherever we are, we can use these techniques.
Absolutely. Everybody should feel empowered and independent to work on themselves. They don't need, you know, a healer or somebody or an intuitive that they need to go to each time they feel a little low or depleted energetically. Or, you know, they can do that onto themselves and quite effectively.
Right. In the beginning of the introduction to this show, I state my global vision, and in there it says to teach people, bring awareness to the people, educate people about the power within to heal oneself. This is the power within to heal oneself.
Absolutely.
Using all these God-given tools, techniques, revelations inside as we take responsibility. Therefore, we
Absolutely.
Don't need to be victims. And
yes,
God bless
yes.
you for doing this. God bless
and
you.
And no, we don't do anybody any favors if we suffer, really. You know, just by the virtue of the fact that we are part of the unified field of consciousness, which now the science of physics calls God, if we suffer, if we are not well in terms of our energies, we drag everybody down. We lower the vibration of the whole field. But if we heal and if we improve and we are the best that we can be in terms of our energetic configuration, again, just by the virtue of the fact that we are part of the whole, part of the unified field of consciousness, we raise everybody's vibration. And in this way, we do service to humanity. It is a responsibility. It is not only good for ourselves to transform and to evolve and to perfect ourselves energetically and to live an aware life, but by doing so, we are doing service to humanity. It is our responsibility for the world, for the planet.
So, so powerful and so, so true. If we just really open up to receive these powerful messages, we can really transform our lives and the planet itself from all
Absolutely.
This chaos and darkness and negativity and poverty
yeah.
and anger and all of this hatred that's going on, huh?
And each of us, in our own way, can contribute. We cannot afford to be depressed, to say, oh, what can a little person like me do to help the world and so on. Well, what we can do is to change ourselves, to work on ourselves, and then this is how we will contribute to the rest.
Absolutely. Clean up the garbage, I always say. I'm committed myself. I'm dedicated. I'm devoted to cleaning up my garbage every
Wonderful.
Single day.
Wonderful, yeah.
You know why? Because I don't want my children to grow up with a mom that is sad, that's depressed, that's sick, that's weak, you know, that's a victim,
yeah.
that's a nagger. What for, you know? It's like, I got it, that I'm worth it, that I deserve, and that my children and my family, I really got it, that the world, the planet, all of God's children, or whatever term you have for God, if you don't like God, you know, we all deserve it. This magnificent power, which I call love, wants the best for us. And I get really emotional and passionate about this subject.
I can see. And it is never too early to start teaching children at a young age concepts such as you are made of energy. You know, before going to bed, you can tune your own chakras, you can arrange your field, you can put your shield on, and then you can brush your teeth, and then you go to bed. In this way, it would create generations of much healthier people. And also explaining to them that we are not alone, that we are all related, that we are souls that are coming here for this incarnational journey on planet Earth in these cosmonaut suits, which are our bodies. And we all come here without navigational instructions, and we make mistakes, and we suffer. And if we were to regard each other as souls, being here, all of us, pretty much in the same boat and navigating, we would have a different level of compassion and appreciation and respect to each other. It would be like, hello, fellow traveler, how is your navigation going? Can I do something for you? Can you do something for me? Perhaps we wouldn't have this many wars and problems everywhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I say it starts within. It starts with the family. It starts with the neighbors. You know, how can we, this is my perspective. This is my experience. How can I be of service to others if I'm not of service to myself? If I'm a mess inside, you know, how can I be a good mom?
Yeah.
You know,
we have to start with ourselves.
Right.
And with the children, the lucky part is that they are already very imaginative. For them, it's easy to visualize. So to teach them early energetic skills and visualizations and meditations and prayer and so on, they can learn very, very fast, and they can grow up with these things as part of their life's routines. They would have new habits, which can be very, very healthy for them.
Mm. Absolutely. Thank you so much for that sharing. Wow, that was powerful. I just want to bring information and share with the listeners that Dr. Liliana on her website, again, that's www.drliliana.com, drliliana.com. She has an articles page where she has several articles, and as she mentioned before, you have an article on prayer. Intentionally
yes.
creating an energetic event by prayer. I think that is so fantastic. I pray every day. I pray in the morning. I pray in my classes with my children. I pray with my clients. I just love to pray to just get the energy going. And you have 5 steps that you mention on your articles page about prayer.
Steps, but what things are more important to keep in consideration when we pray? I think that a lot of us don't really know how to pray in a scientific sense. In my opinion, the purpose of prayer is to create deliberately and consciously an energetic event on the vertical, so that when observed clairvoyantly, one can see energy shooting up from the crown of the head of the person who prays and going all the way into the universe. When the person has faith and emotion and intention to connect with the universe, then energy moves. So the purpose of prayer is connection with the universe in such a way so that when we ask for help, we receive more chi, ki, prana, life force, whatever you want to call it, from the universe into the crown of our heads and into the bodies. So if we analyze too much, like what are the steps from a physics point of view, ABC or 1, 2, 3, in order to accomplish this energetic connection, we interrupt it. Mm-hmm. So setting the intention before the prayer time that we want to connect with the universe, with God, with a higher power, whatever you want to call it. Also having emotion and having faith that this connection will occur even if we don't know exactly from a physics standpoint the steps. It's very important. The purpose of meditation is different. The purpose of meditation is to allow those gaps between thoughts to become longer and longer so that we experience the quietness, the silence of the mind in those gaps. I'm not saying that it is not possible during meditation to spontaneously experience a vertical connection as well, yes, but this is not really the purpose of meditation.
I certainly know about the power of prayer, and I really invite everyone just to take time to pray every single day. It's just a wonderful day, actually, to just start the day knowing that you're connected to some source. You know that you're not alone, and the source is where I'm coming from, is inside and out, the God within, the source within, the spirit, the soul, universe, whatever you want to call it. And Dr. Liliana, for anyone that may be listening out there, actually a friend of mine was talking to me last night saying that he stopped trusting God because his prayers were not answered as a child.
Mm-hmm.
So,
all right.
There may be people out there, right? And another lady, yeah, friend of mine who prayed, her husband had brain cancer, prayed, and really, really believed that God is going to save her husband. No, it didn't happen, and they lost faith, and they turned against God.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think about prayer? What is your experience, your perspective,
yes,
on prayer and unanswered prayers?
Yes. So prayer is a way of connecting with God, with the universe. What people believe that prayer is, they think that it is a wish list. You write a list of things that you want, and you submit it to God, and God, you know, will proceed to fulfill all those wishes. And it's not necessarily so. Many times we do not know what it is for our highest good. Many times an unanswered prayer is a blessing in disguise. There are a lot of things that we don't understand. Reality is grander than we think. So in our prayers, we need to open up to whatever it is for my highest good, let it come, aligning our will with God's will, because we know that God, the universe, has the larger perspective. We as humans don't have the larger perspective. We usually have a larger perspective when we look in retrospect, like what happened to us 10 years ago or 20 years ago, and we view it in a different light, and we may say, well, thank God I didn't get that job. But maybe at that time I was upset that I didn't get it. But then I saw that the path took me in a different direction, and it was for my highest good. Or thank God I didn't marry that person, or whatever in that sense. So sometimes prayers are not answered. There are times when prayers are answered. In terms of healing, a lot of prayer studies done internationally as well as in the United States, and some of them were even paid for by the National Institutes of Health, they have shown that prayer helps, that people who have been prayed for stayed less days in the hospital, they required less medication, they had less complications, they healed faster than people who were not prayed for, and so on and so on. Also, some recent prayer studies have shown that prayer did not work. And then one has to ask the question, who prayed?
Mm-hmm.
For how long did they pray? What did they say? Were they trained to pray? Were they able to establish an energetic connection with the universe or not? So these are a lot of configurations. so in some of the successful prayer studies, it turns out that people who prayed were practitioners from different traditions. You know, they had a Buddhist monk and a Catholic nun and an American Indian shaman and a Sufi master and so on, and they were alternately praying for these patients, and they were looking at their photographs and so on. These were some studies done by NIH a few years ago. But these most recent studies that were done with Dr. Benson, I believe it was, and the patients were people who underwent bypass surgeries, it turned out that prayer did not help, but in some cases it was even detrimental. Mm-hmm. So it turns out that people who prayed were random people in different prayer groups around the country, and that the names of the patients were given on a list to these prayer groups. So I'm asking you, do these people really know how to pray? Mm-hmm. When they gather in these groups around the churches, or maybe this is just a social event for a lot of them, mm-hmm. with a heart present there, with a mind present, or it was just, you know, oh, we are going to pray for Bill, for John, for Mary, for whatever, you know, an automatic thing. So when we pray, we need to have our hearts there, we need to have our mind there, to be present, to be in the moment, to have emotion, to have faith and intention, because this is what moves energy. And in this particular study, the people who have been told that they are going to be prayed for, they did the worst. Maybe they got scared. Maybe they thought that they were really in bad shape if random people from around the country, you know, had to pray for them.
Right.
There are a lot of considerations. It's not that simple. It's not that, you know.
I just want to share that studies and everything from personal experience for five years now, that I have my prayer, meditation, self-realization classes every week. There is a specific person that within the past year, she has MS, she's from another city, not Los Angeles, that she purposely asks us towards the end of this class that we pray for her. And what we do is that, you know, I pray and I connect to the light, the higher source or source of healing, and we state the person's name, and what we say is that for their highest, highest, greatest good and well-being.
Exactly.
And she says that every time she feels the energy.
Yes.
Every single time.
I do believe that. Yeah. So probably this is the best way to pray, not to be invested in what we think that is good for the person, but
Absolutely.
To open it to the universe and to say whatever it is for their highest good, let it come.
Right, right. No attachment, no judgment, no resistance, just
exactly.
being present. And let God the Divine do the healing. As far as I'm concerned, God the Divine, the Source, is the healer, knows best what needs to be healed at that time, that specific time. So for someone that's not present. Wow, that's beautiful. So we talked about so much here. Just really quickly, taking the opportunity again to reintroduce our guest. We've been speaking to Dr. Liliana Cherepnolkovsky, who is a medical intuitive energy healer and lecturer. She's a pioneer in the fields of medical intuition, energy medicine, human consciousness, and transformation. As far as I'm concerned, a totally authentic and true person here, sharing her with an open heart, sharing herself and all her learnings this past, how many years? 20? Who you said? 25 years? And for more information on Dr. Liliana, please visit www.drliliana.com. That's drliliana.com, or call her at 310-772-8270. We've been talking about chakras, auras, and prayers, and human consciousness, and clairvoyance. And again, for more information, please visit her. She has wonderful information and articles. So, Dr. Liliana, you have another article. Our time is actually almost running out. But you have another article on transforming into homoluminous is our key to planetary evolution. Can you share with us just briefly what is homo lumen.
Yes, people who learn how to use their own energies and their own intuition, and they perfect their energetic system when they have all the chakras open and fully charged and their field charged and the body cleansed of all kinds of energies and so on. When looked at clairvoyantly, they look luminous. They look like they are made of golden light. So a person with this perfected energetic configuration is a more conscious person that is able to be in the world in a different way, is a transformed person. So this is a key to planetary transformation, our own transformation. So perhaps this evolution of the human species from Homo sapiens to Homo luminosus means a person made of light. The ancient spiritual traditions knew that for a long time. They knew that we have a luminous body. So when we perfect this luminous body, we will not be the same. Our consciousness will be at a different level. So we will live differently. And the planet, the choices it will make for the planet will be different. So our personal transformation and evolution is a key to the planetary transformation. This is how I see things.
Right. But you were talking about seeing these people clairvoyantly. But for those who cannot see clairvoyantly, do these people look a certain way? Do they dress a certain way?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. But you can feel when you are in their presence that they are more awake, more alert, maybe more kind, more intuitive, or more concerned with the environment, with the planet, with how they interact with other people, are making a conscious effort to stay awake, to stay present, and to do relationships consciously, to parent consciously, to evolve with this new paradigm on planet Earth that factors into the equation energy.
Mm-hmm. And they look younger.
people who are in good energetic shape, and they generally tend to look younger, yeah.
So do you, Dr. Liliana. You don't look your age. You don't look 18 years old. You look like you're 12.
Oh, thank you.
We're not going to say the same thing about you. Huh?
I can say the same thing about you.
Thank you. Thank you. But honestly, you look great for your age, and I'm sure it's all this energetic work that you're doing. So, honestly, I'm sharing with the listeners again that you do have medical intuitive consultations and private mentoring.
Yes.
Right? We didn't mention that.
Yes, so basically what I do in the first consultation, I do a very detailed reading, an evaluation of the whole energetic system, 12 major chakras, 7 layers of the aura, as well as organs and systems. And based on these perceptions, I can decipher whether there are physical conditions or not. And if it is something physical, what are the causatively associated mental, emotional, relational, situational, and spiritual issues? And based on all this, I can give recommendations as to what the person can do from an energetic point of view to solve the problem, in addition to whatever they may do with their doctors or other practitioners. So in follow-up sessions, what I do, I guide a person from A to Z through a whole system of energy makeover while teaching them the techniques on how to do it for themselves. I feel that I give a better service this way by also teaching the techniques so that the person is empowered and independent and they can take responsibility and take charge of their own energy system. And once somebody is restructured at an energetic level, then chances are that everything else will follow suit and they heal faster, they feel stronger physically, they have more mental clarity, more ease in day-to-day life, in relationships, in business, in chores, and just a plain feeling of belonging, of being connected with God, with the universe, with the self, with the planet, and with the rest of the creation. And by the grace of God, I have had results that were wonderful and major healings at a physical level, mental, emotional, relational, situational, and spiritual level, and things that cannot be explained by the medical science many times. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. this wow. gives me happiness, and I truly feel fulfilled in doing this kind of work.
Wow.
I feel
Beautiful.
That perhaps everything that I have done so far was only preparation for this.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you so much for being with us, sharing with us. We really appreciate this.
Thank you very much. It is my pleasure, and maybe we are going to do it again sometime
Absolutely.
Soon.
Thank you,
yes,
Dr. Viviana.
Thank you so very much.
And you on this journey, in this life.
And I appreciate all the good work that you do.
Thank you, thank you. And all you beautiful people out there, remember the oneness. Remember the oneness inside and out. Remember your heart as it pounds openly with the love of God, the love within your soul. As you forgive, as you awaken, as you take responsibility, as you have the willingness to heal, as you're open to heal, all possibilities are right here, right now. What do you choose? What do you claim? What do you pray for? What do you want to receive in meditation? Let thy will be done. With gratitude and appreciation for all of you being with us, I truly love you and appreciate you. And in this moment, that's Infinite Love Radio for this week. And please join us next week as we speak to Mark Jacobs. He's the owner and spiritual practitioner of Many Paths Bookstore in Los Angeles. For more information, please visit www.manypathsbookstore.com. And for now, I invite you to breathe in infinite love into every cell in your body. Breathe it in and breathe it out and give it to the whole world, for truly we're all one. And don't forget to visit our website, www.infiniteloveradio.com, and download free guided meditations and insights. As well, I invite you again to email me with any comments, suggestions, questions, again to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. Again, I write daily insights every day, which I channel through my higher self for your highest, highest good and well-being. I invite you to visit spiritualityinsideandout.com and subscribe there. And if you don't like it, you can just check out anytime. Again, I'm Michelle Morovati. Thank you. Blessings to you. Until next week, good day to you all.